Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Todd McClamrock. He is with Ground Effect Advisors. And Ground Effect Advisors is on a mission to create flying clubs across the country, and has come up with a rather unique way to foster the creation of flying clubs. Todd, why don't you tell us what you're doing with startaflyingclub.com?
Sure, yeah, happy to share this with you. We're a group of flying club members, four pilots that have a vast experience with flying clubs, and I think we each kind of understand and believe in the benefit that they can provide to the aviation community in helping to revitalize and potentially grow the industry. And, you know, we know that there's a big push and a lot of attention being paid to flying clubs right now. I know AOPA has said that they want to create, you know, several hundred additional flying clubs over the next few years. But there's kind of a challenge of how to actually go about doing that. There's a lot of people that maybe don't have a club at their airport but would like to start one but don't know how to do that. So I guess we kind of looked at this and said, you know, all the scholarships that are out there are there to benefit kind of a single pilot, help them with their career goals or help them, with their, you know, personal, flying goals, but doesn't necessarily help the entire community. Although there are great and wonderful, offers, we thought a scholarship that would help create a new club would go a long way to benefit a community of pilots at a given airport or even for that region, as it'll help people, you know, fly for at a lower rate, share the cockpit with other people and learn. And so we think a flying club scholarship could really help benefit a wide variety of pilots. And there was nothing out there like that. So we decided why not throw our hats in the game and create some sort of scholarship. And we've been really, really excited about the support we've gotten from people like AOPA, who have thrown in $1,000 to the winner. Cirrus and Sporties and David Clark have all thrown in products and goods to help this club get off the ground. So far the industry's really jumped on board, and we've been doing this. We've had this, we announced this about a week ago, and we've already got, over 50 applicants from 26 different states. So, we're pretty enthusiastic about, the response that we're getting thus far.
I'll bite. How do you start a flying club? What are the challenges involved in starting a flying club? Why do folks need help to get it done?
Well, I think what happens is you get people that are very passionate about aviation. You know, that's what we pilots do. We love to talk about it, and we love to get out and go flying. But the challenges of figuring out all the details that go into creating a flying club are a little bit cumbersome. And you know, a lot of people are doing aviation as a hobby, so they may not have the vast amount of time. You know, they're already fighting to carve out enough time to spend at the airport with their family or their spouse. They may not be able to afford, you know, the time it takes to really kind of get something like this off the ground. And there's a lot of great resources out there. I know AOPA is creating a lot of documentation and things like that. What we're hoping to do is be able to share some of our expertise and some of our knowledge from working with the Leading Edge Flying Club here in Chicago to share some of the steps, you know, help people go through the process of, you know, figuring out how do you create membership documents, what's best informed for marketing to people in the area to learn about a flying club, how to make decisions about whether to lease back or to have an equity-based club, you know, how to select the right aircrafts and you know, how to negotiate with the airports to bring down hangar costs. And those are some of the things that we plan to cover on startaflyingclub.com. We plan to share a lot of those tips and feedback. We plan to create some documents that we'll share, a library of documents like recommended club bylaws and things like that. Those are all in the works right now that we're starting to kind of take some of the things that we have from our personal experiences, make them a little bit more generic so they can work in multiple circumstances, and then share those with people. And, you know, every club will be different. Every club will have different goals. Again, you know, if someone's looking for an equity-based club versus a lease-back club, they're going to have some different documents they need and some different steps they'll need to take. But our hope is to, you know, help identify some of those choices and the information needed to make some of those choices, and make that, you know, available for people to look at on the site, and then help out wherever we can. So, you know, our goal is to take the scholarship winner and help walk them through that process. Many of the applicants that have come to us thus far have said, hey, we have enough people that are interested. We just don't know how to do the steps, or we need some help with it. And we hope that we can help drive someone through that process.
Okay, well, how are you going to pick a winner?
So we're going to sit down as a group. We've already sat down once and kind of gone through the initial group, and we do a rating that's based on a variety of different things. The need for the community, you know, trying to find, you know, I think we want to help a flying club get started where there isn't one already. You know, some airports may already have a wide variety of clubs, and there is advantages to having another club, but I think we really want to be able to help an airport that maybe doesn't have a club yet. We'll look at kind of their work to date, you know, if we think that we can help them find the right amount of people, if there's a good enough population source of pilots to be able to help them. We'll look at, you know, kind of some of the needs that they have, whether it's assistance with, you know, finding aircraft, and try and find a club that we think we can provide the greatest benefit to while providing the greatest, you know, benefit to the community, and potentially impact the most amount of pilots positively.
Sounds fascinating, and it sounds like it's a kind of a grand experiment in this new initiative to foster flying clubs, so we wish you the best of luck with it. Keep us posted on it, Todd. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.